Matthew chapter 6, be careful that you don't give charitable gifts before men to be seen by them, otherwise you have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Therefore, when you give charitable gifts, don't sound a trumpet before you like the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so they'll have honor from men. Truly I say to you, they have the reward. But when you give, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving will be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret shall himself reward you openly. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites are, because they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, so they'll be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have the reward. But you, when you pray, enter into your closet, and when you shut your door, pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret shall reward you openly. But when you pray, don't use vain repetitions, like the heathen do, because they think they'll be heard for their many words. Therefore, don't be like them, because your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Therefore, pray like this: Our Father who is in heaven, your name be honored, let your kingdom come, your will be done on earth like it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And don't lead us into temptation, but give us deliverance from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their wrongdoing, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you don't forgive men their wrongdoing, neither will your Father forgive your wrongdoing. Also, when you fast, don't have a sad face like the hypocrites, for they distort their faces so that they will appear to men to be fasting. Truly I say to you, they have the reward. But you, when you fast, put ointment on your head and wash your face, so that you don't seem to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret shall reward you openly. Don't store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and rust corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moths nor rust can corrupt, and where thieves don't break through nor steal. Because where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is single, your whole body shall be full of light. But if your eye is evil, your whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You can't serve God and money. Therefore I say to you, take no thought about your life, what you'll eat or what you'll drink, nor yet for your body, what you'll put on. Isn't the life more important than food, and the body than clothes? Look at the birds of the air, for they don't plant, nor do they harvest, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you much better than they? Which of you, by thinking, can add 18 inches to his height? And why do you take thought for clothes? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They don't toil, nor do they spin. And yet I say to you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. So, if God so clothes the grass of the field that exists today and is thrown into the furnace tomorrow, won't he much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or with what shall we be clothed? Because the Gentiles seek for all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore don't take thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient to the day is its own evil.